Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Friday. We'll slide into the weekend and actually into the RNC today on the Upswing. Continued tourism talk. We're going to head to the Dells for a bit later in the show. Should be a lot of fun. We've opened most of the shows this week kind of just helping to paint the picture of the transformation in the downtown neighborhood for next week's RNC. One of my main questions is, what will it all mean, right? If you can take the politics out of it, I don't know if that's possible, but I want to know the economic impact. I want to know where the dollars are going to flow, how many people are going to come to Wisconsin for the very first time and have this notion, have this idea that, all right, I need to make the right connections. I need to make the right moves to maybe start a business here or to talk to my association or talk to my manager or talk to my boss and book a convention in Wisconsin for the next year, for the next 2 years, for the next 3 years. You know, how many people are going to have such an amazing experience in downtown Milwaukee that it's going to change the course of the city? Is that going to happen? It might. It might not. I have no idea, but I truly hope it does in some way because that's what I want for the city. People to continue to see us as a place that makes big things happen. Next week and every day on the show, we're going to be joined first thing from the RNC with Josh Albrecht, who is the chief marketing officer from Visit Milwaukee, essentially the group in charge of marketing Milwaukee, booking conventions. And this is a pretty big stage, right? One of the biggest in the world for Visit Milwaukee in the Baird Center. Josh is going to come on the show every morning to give us an analysis as to what's happening around the area, economic impact, what's happening at the hotels, numbers, insight, analysis. It's going to be amazing to get his insights with all the data that Visit Milwaukee has. So something to look forward to as we slide into the RNC. But today, I want to continue to provide more flavor on the logistics of getting around greater downtown Milwaukee next week. Debbie Lazica takes a closer look at how the convention is going to affect anyone and everyone in and around downtown Milwaukee next week. One of the biggest staples of summer is back. It's Cream Puff Palooza. This is the best way to get your hands on Cream Puff and get your Cream Puff fix. Ahead of the Wisconsin State Fair next month, and you don't even have to wait until the end of the month. It's Cream Puff Palooza, and it's back. Registration opens Monday. Stay tuned here on WTMJ or head to WTMJ.com for more details. Cream Puffs right around the horizon. Actually, cream puffs are always prevalent in Wisconsin. It's a beautiful thing about being here. So Wisconsin is also, well, let's go to the Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world in the Dells. We're going to slide into the RNC this week for sure. As I said, we're going to talk tourism all week. But today we're going to preview the future and explore a little bit of the business past in the wonderful world of water parks in our state. 28 water parks, more than 200 water slides. The Dells has become synonymous with aquatic fun and adventure and tourism, right? You have Chula Vista, you have Kalahari, you have the Land of Natura, you have Mount Olympus, Noah's Ark, Wilderness, Great Wolf Lodge, Klondike Caravan. Some of the best in the world are right here in Wisconsin. The first water slide in the Dells opened up in the 1970s. And then you had some real innovation in the Dells when Polynesian Water Park Resort decided to put a roof over its facility in 1989. And, you know, that kind of transformed everything, giving the Dells the first indoor water park. Today, Noah's Ark, and I hope I'm getting these stats right, because everyone wants to be bigger, larger, and more bold, and that's kind of what makes the Dells really special, right? Noah's Ark is the largest outdoor water park in the country. Kalahari Resort is Wisconsin's largest indoor water park, and the Wilderness Resort is the largest indoor-outdoor combination water park resort. This park features a 108-foot long body slide, bumper boats, wave pool, all the stuff you come to expect from a water park. And you know what? It kind of started with a dream and a vision to create this and to grow this, take it to other states, and really be a part of this tourism ecosystem that has been built right here in the Wisconsin Dells. So today, the chief operating officer from Wilderness Resort, Joe Eck, joins us. We're going to talk tourism. We're going to talk the economics of water parks, get his insights as to how this summer is moving the needle, and maybe even talk a little bit about how can, you know, we have a big convention coming here next week, Joe. How can maybe we get some of those people to the Dells, and how will that play out into the future, looking at what you're doing tourism-wise? But first, Joe, welcome back to your old stomping grounds. I hear a rumor that you used to work at the corporate Boston store right here in the Avenue, right?
Yes, I did. That's where it all started for me, yeah, right out of college.
All right. So what was your path then to leaving the corporate job at Boston store and getting into the water park world?
You know, I'd like to say it was I had a vision, but realistically it was that I was coming out of school. I used to go to the Dells. I would see that the water park industry was starting to go a little bit, and came to Milwaukee and started working in the corporate world, and realized after about 5 years of doing that, that maybe retail wasn't going to be for me. So I actually reached out to Tom Luke, who's one of the visionaries who actually developed the Polynesian, and said, you know, what do you have going on here? You've got an 80-room hotel, but I always see that you're kind of building onto it. And I could see the vision of what he wanted to do. He had seven phases that he planned on building of water park resort, and just needed somebody that could kind of come in, help with the branding of the product, help with the marketing of it, and kind of take that vision, which was seven phases at the time, to what it is now, 14 different phases have been built.
So the Luke family history, the owners, the core owners of Wilderness, that goes back to the 1920s, right?
Yeah. I mean, they are the originators of the Dells. So it all started in the 20s with, I think it's Tom's grandpa, who started the Riverview Boat Line, which was tours of the Dells, essentially the rock formations that you can still tour today via a boat. So Tom had that vision that, you know, this could become a tourism destination. And he built the Polynesian Resort, and his sole intent of the Polynesian Resort, putting an indoor water park, was if it rained in the 90 days of June, July, and August, I mean, your business was done. So right. He's like, you know, I'm going to put a roof over this. I'm going to turn this into a little indoor water park. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, Christmas break rolled around, and he was sold out. After that, spring break, he was sold out. And then essentially when there was no school, he was sold out. Think he realized he stumbled onto something moment and said, I'm going to go buy some land and build what is now the Wilderness.
Put a roof on it, and that's going to help a little bit, help drive some additional tourism dollars for sure. So kind of paint the picture for us. You know, where is Wilderness today? And you know, everyone knows that, hey, the Dells are, it's the water park capital of the world. But paint that picture in terms of what you have today at Wilderness.
So today, Wilderness is 1,200 rooms, so we've come a long way from the 80 rooms when I first started there. It's four indoor, four outdoor water parks. It's a convention center, so we host major conventions as well. It's basically a cruise ship on land is the way I describe it. Yeah. As you come, you park. There's four on-site restaurants that are sit-down. There's 12 different eateries. There's go-karts. There's zip lines. There's rope courses. So there's tons of stuff for families to do, which is kind of what the Dells is built on.
Mm-hmm. All right. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about kind of creative pricing models, how you're leveraging technology in the water park world, and much, much more. Joe Eck, the chief operating officer from Wilderness Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, talks tourism and more. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Joe Eck, who is the chief operating officer at Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells, joins us today. So, Joe, how, as a premier tourism destination, not only your entity, but everything else around the Dells, how do you leverage big tourism conferences in and around the state to incent people to come back once they visited Milwaukee or anywhere else? I'm sure that's kind of a evolving, constant, fun opportunity and challenge for you.
I mean, I think it is for sure. And I think the thing that the power that comes with groups that size is, one, there's the exposure to the community, whether it's Milwaukee with the RNC or with the Dells and what goes on up there. But say you have a major dart tournament that brings in 12,000 rooms or something like that. Those things happen in Wisconsin Dells. A, that's great exposure, helps that billion-dollar economy that Dells is. But there's also front-end stays. There's stays at the end of it where people try to turn it into a vacation rather than just a trip. So that exposure is tenfold, both on the front end, the back end, and then possible return stays.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, the water park world has really expanded outside of Wisconsin to become not only a phenomenon across the country, but a global phenomenon, right? And how do you take ideas from different places and bring them back to the Dells? Like, I'm sure you're constantly looking at things. You see, I don't know, every day on social, you probably see, ooh, this water park has done this. This is the largest slide. This is the new innovation. How do you keep up with it all?
I mean, social media helps a ton, but you're yeah. correct. I mean, I've sent people to Germany to go test slides, to look at a roof structure that we put over one of our wave pools to, you know, allows the sun in year round. I mean, I've sent people literally around the world to do research. And it's a weird market. The water park industry actually has support with associations that, you know, take trade shows in Florida that actually take an entire Orange County Coliseum and the parking lot, and they start to put slides and rides in the parking lot so people can actually see what these slides are going to look like.
What's the innovation in the slides itself from a materials standpoint? Is anything that's going to make it slickier or just faster? And how do you manage that kind of safety and speed aspect in the water park space?
For sure, that's our number one goal. Safety is first and foremost. But technology's kind of come where you now have like immersive slides where you're coming through and there's light, there's sound, there's projections on the side of the slide. Or light comes through that adds to the interactiveness. I think today's consumer, the younger generation, they're used to things being more interactive. So just the days of sliding down the slide and splashing into a pool, yeah. I know that's what some of the stuff the Wilderness is really focused on is that innovation.
Yeah, and you're really looking at one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, not only to kind of talk the bigger picture tourism space, but you're creating immersive experiences above and beyond just the water park, like Summerfest here. It's not only about the music and the food and the drink. It's about creating additional experiences to have, you know, more and more consumers attend. And I want to talk about that later in the show for sure. What are you doing from a technology standpoint? Kind of, you know, different wristbands, enhancing the guest experience and just streamlining operations in your day-to-day.
So for our data, a lot of the guest communications that we have now can happen via text message. It's great for us to be able to send weather alerts, let people know when their room's ready. That can all happen at, you know, split second via text message. Our wristbands are RFID chipped, so that's also your room key that allows you to do room charges so you don't have to carry a credit card with you everywhere you go. We also have the ability for parents to load that information onto load money onto that wristband in case they want their child to have money to go spend and buy lunch or things like that. But definitely the technology side for us has evolved.
Yeah. Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about the strategies just behind attracting and retaining skilled staff. Is that a challenge in the Dells, especially in the tight labor environment?
It's time for something new. With each new addition to your family and your extended family, we're making new additions of our own. We're creating new spaces to discover new moments, fresh experiences to forge lasting memories. And as the years fly by, we'll keep finding new ways to make you feel like you're flying. Wilderness Resort. Explore what's new at America's largest water park resort.
Joe Eck, the chief operating officer at Wilderness Resort, joins us today. Joe, one of the key things to keeping the experience, whether it's your place in the Dells or anywhere else, is having good employees. And that recruitment and retention model, how is it different in the Dells? And specifically, actually, we had a couple people on the WTMJ talk and text line, which is 855-616-1620, ask, is it hard to get lifeguards? It's been a big challenge in Milwaukee County with all the pools and all the beaches to staff up because the training is rigorous, right? And to be a lifeguard, you got to be committed, you got to be in shape, but you have to go through the proper training. So talk to us about the employee and how you're, you know, really looking out for how do I have the best and brightest people staff my place.
I would say that was probably our biggest challenge as the expansion of the Wilderness and the Dells started to explode, was to get a town that has 3,000 people living in it, and I require 1,500 employees, yeah, to be able to get quality staff and get to that point. Obviously, aquatic safety being the number one thing when you're dealing with water park resorts. So I think as we evolved, probably the smartest thing we did in 2015 was we built our own dormitory, so we could house our own staff and students, which has been huge for us for seasonal workers.
Yeah,
it's huge for college kids. We provide that at a discounted rate, so it's encouraging people to come to the Dells for the summer to work. But then we also train our own lifeguards. They are all first responder trained, and then trained via our management staff on how to be a lifeguard and how to watch water.
Okay. And is there, do you then encourage employees to make the Dells their permanent home, or is it a little bit more seasonal in terms of the nature?
Yeah, it's definitely seasonal. I mean, we have 1,500 employees in the summer, but we do have 1,000 year-round staff members. And I mean, I think some of the most rewarding parts of my job have been watching college kids who worked for us for 3-4 seasons go off, graduate from college, come back. And unfortunately, I've been there long enough now that I've watched them become executives within the company. But they started out as a lifeguard with us years and years ago.
All right. That's good. And having that housing on premise is incredibly important too. I mean, you look at Wisconsin State Fair Park and other large entities have similar programs. So you make sure that people are on premise, have a safe place to live, can get to work easily, and don't have to deal with kind of all the housing concerns that come with, oh, here's a new opportunity, but now I got to spend 4 days finding a place to live.
Exactly. And then I also don't know what conditions they're going to be living in, but obviously, when they're in our dormitory, I know they're safe. I know we can take care of them, you know, and I know I can take college interns and put them in there, you know, for free for the summer if I want to, and they can work in an internship program.
All right. I want to, how do you work kind of proactively with the other water parks in the area? I mean, you've been in this space for a long time. What does that marketing and advertising and kind of sharing of consumer data look like?
So I think a long time ago, we learned that the bigger you get, the better it is for all. I think, you know, when we first started going through what we would call our arms race of everybody building new slides and building more rooms, we were concerned about losing market share. But I think as a community, what we learned is, like, the bigger we get, the bigger we can make the market and put ourselves on the map. And I think it was 3-4 years ago where Wisconsin Dells, you know, their economic impact hit $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4,000 people that live in Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that power of us, you know, our marketing combined with their marketing, combined with the Visitor Bureau of Wisconsin Dells, has created an exposure that has put Wisconsin Dells on the map, not only in the summer, but year round, as the water park capital of the world.
All right. That's what it's all about. Collaborate to get better. Collaborate to elevate. That's a big message of this show that I like to reinforce constantly, because there's so much competition in the space all over. But the reality is you got to work together to kind of elevate everyone.
Exactly.
So when we come back, we are going to talk about your newest project that you're unveiling this fall, get a flavor of what that new immersive experience will be. Joe Eck, the chief operating officer from Wilderness Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, joins The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are presented by Horicon Bank. Sliding into the weekend, looking at the Dells, the tourism experience. Joe Eck is the chief operating officer at Wilderness Resort. Joe, how has marketing and promotions changed in your time, specifically kind of the last couple years? You know, what are you looking at? How are you seeing the kind of consumer preferences change in the space?
I mean, I think the biggest thing for us is we have that ability to have constant communication and more immediate communication with the consumer. And then also with that, we get immediate feedback now, which I think is great for our business because, I mean, ultimately we're in the hospitality business.
Right.
It's a water park resort, but our job is to welcome families, make sure they have a great time, stay out of their way as much as possible, but also make sure we meet every need that they have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're talking to a lot of concierges in terms of the RNC and how the questions they're getting on a daily basis. The questions aren't only about the entity, but it's about the whole community. So, like, your involvement on a community level in the Dells, whether it's the village board and other things you're involved in, is really important to kind of take a holistic look to what's happening in the Dells.
For sure, and I think that's part of what I have my Wilderness hat, but then I also have my Wisconsin Dells hat, and that's the hat that has the community involved.
Yeah.
And if the community thrives, the Wilderness thrives.
What I know you sit on the village board, you're focused on looking at new TIF districts and expansion. How does that relate specifically to the Wilderness in terms of what you want to do in the future?
I mean, I think for the Dells itself, the TIF districts have allowed bigger businesses to come in. There's also major attraction incentives. So people who want to put an a major attraction and can have incentive money that comes from the village. On the Wilderness side of things, we're excited. This fall, we're going to launch a brand new attraction that's not a water park attraction. It's called Aquavia Illumina.
All right.
It's a high-tech walk through the woods or a canyon, actually the canyon that the Dells are known for. And it's a night walk with music and projections and lighting in the canyon that kind of bring the canyon to life and the natural beauty of Wisconsin Dells, which the Dells is known for. So it's going to be a unique attraction. It's not a water park related attraction and something for any age to do.
Mm-hmm. And is that a outdoor experience or an indoor?
So that's an outdoor experience year round.
Okay.
And it's at night, which I think is great for the Dells.
Yeah.
To give somebody something, to give our family something to do at night. And it doesn't even have to be a family. It can be adults as well. I mean, it's going to be a unique attraction. We actually went to Canada to go look at the first one in Whistler.
Hmm.
And when we saw it, we knew it was ripe for Wisconsin Dells.
All right. What do you like about it so much that you're like, all right, we need to expand this opportunity and bring it to the Dells?
I think the uniqueness of it, not many people are ever going to see something similar to this, but it's something different. And I think that's what the Dells and the Wilderness are known for, is to bring that new experience to the consumer that says, hey, this is a reason I should go back. This is the reason I always stay in the Wisconsin Dells, because they always have something new. So that uniqueness, I think, is really going to be what drives people.
All right. And when's the opening day for that? I'm sure it's still under development and you may not have that, but if you can tell us, let's do it.
For sure.
You don't know?
The opening day of it?
Yes.
I will say it'll be early October.
All right.
That'll be the date I'll give you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Very good, Joe. Joe Eck is the chief operating officer at Wilderness Resort. We'll come back. We're going to have some wrap-up comments. But I want to get a little bit more insight as to the day-to-day of the chief operating officer at a water park. Because there's a whole lot more than just enhancing the guest experience, dealing with employees. But 20 years of experience in how you grow the tourism business, that is what we're looking at today on The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank.
Friday night, I swear, they're all right here, hanging at the watering hole. It ain't a watering hole.
Sliding into the great Milwaukee and Wisconsin weekend, talking water parks, tourism, and more. Wall Street Journal, just last week, this was the headline: you'll hit Disney eventually. For now, it's Great Wolf Lodge. A whole story looking at the expansion of Great Wolf Lodge, but more specifically, looking at how important the local water parks are and their innovations and their ideas. This has got to help your business, obviously. And we talked about it earlier in the show, just the collaboration of all the water parks that have grown up in the Dells and now how they're expanding globally. It's not only an amazing story, but it's important for families because you can't go to Disney every year, right?
Right. And it all started in Wisconsin Dells. I mean, I think that's the part of that story that's amazing, is these water parks started in Wisconsin Dells. But we see it elsewhere. I mean, we have our property in Tennessee, Wilderness at the Smokies. That's our other property. That drive-to destination where you can go for 3 days, where you can go for three nights, four nights.
Mm-hmm.
It's more affordable. A lot of time it works around a much more hectic schedule that kids have these days and families have these days. You can't go to Disney for eight nights all the time.
Right. What are the market dynamics and the difference between Tennessee and Wisconsin? I probably know that answer, but I want to hear it from you.
I mean, one of them is that, like, the school systems themselves, their summer in Tennessee ends in August. School starts, but their summer begins in May.
Hmm.
You know, the exact opposite of what we have here in Wisconsin, where we go all the way to the end of August. We're in Pigeon Forge. We're right outside, you know, Smoky National Park. So
Okay. Obviously
that's a huge draw, is the outdoors. And we try to bring that in. That's why we are the Wilderness Resort. So definitely a different market.
What's the food and beverage difference look like?
So food, much more than alcohol in Tennessee, believe it or not. Wisconsin tends, I don't know if you know this, they tend to like their beer.
Yeah.
So that's been a big difference.
Okay.
A lot of fried things in Tennessee are popular items.
Okay.
But again, it all comes down to, you know, what the kids want, what the families want. So chicken strips and French fries are always going to be a hot item at either place.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's a staple in the Sherman household for sure. But on any vacation, that's a go-to. And, you know, the more fried and the better product it is, the better. Bring it on. So, Joe, what is your day-to-day look like in terms of being on facility?
I mean, it's different, obviously, every day, but I'm blessed to have a Starbucks right below my office, so I can hit that a couple
Keeps
of times.
Keeps you fueled. That's good.
As I walk in. A lot of it's meeting with the teams, whether it's in Wisconsin or in Tennessee. We have a lot of groups in-house, whether it's, you know, sports groups, things like that. So we update everybody what we have in-house so we can make sure that we're welcoming our guests, congratulating them on their win. The other thing that's unique that people forget about is, like, I mean, obviously we're weather-driven. We have indoor and outdoor water parks, so hours of operations will change on the fly to try and enhance the guest experience, whether it's going to rain, let's get everything inside open, that kind of thing. The other part is, I mean, we're a city amongst a city, you know, so I have a roads division, I have a sanitation department, I have, you know, an IT department that we're working through, I have mechanics and a garage, I think we have 80 fleet vehicles that we work through, so all of those things are kind of the inner workings behind the scenes, behind the door, that our guests don't see.
Mm-hmm.
That we just, and if they don't know about it, then we're doing something right.
Yeah. I mean, you're the mayor of a small city that, you know, you have to drive and keep people safe and engaged each and every day.
Yep.
So what do you see kind of for the future of not only Wilderness, but if you had that magic wand, if you will, and you could wave it and paint that tourism picture for the state of Wisconsin and the Dells, what's your wish?
What I would see for the Wilderness is we're going to continue to reinvest in ourselves. I think that's what we have done really well as a company. We just finished a $20 million renovation of all our hotel rooms. We will continue to do that. I think that that's what makes us who we are, is the fact that we're innovators and we're always reinvesting in ourselves. And I think I'd like to say that I see the same thing for the state of Wisconsin. I think the state of Wisconsin has realized the power of tourism, the tax dollars that it generates. And I think they're actually coming in and saying, you know what, we're going to continue to invest in this because we realize the tax dollars and what it produces.
All right. Very good. Joe Eck, the chief operating officer from Wilderness Resort, joining us today on The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank.